Now we're going to talk about his retirement. On 8 May 2013, Ferguson announced that he was to retire as a manager at the end of the football season, but would remain at the club as a director and club ambassador. The Guardian announced it was the end of an era, while UEFA president Michael Platini said that Ferguson was a true visionary. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom David Cameron described Ferguson as a remarkable man in British football. Former Manchester United player Paul Ince and Ryan Robson agreed that Ferguson would be a hard act to follow. Manchester United co-chairman Joey Glazer said his determination to succeed and dedication to the club have been truly remarkable. Ferguson revealed that he had in fact decided he was going to retire back in December 2012 and that it had been very difficult not to reveal his plan. Ferguson's decision to retire saw United share fall 5% on the New York Stock Exchange. On 9 May 2013, Manchester United announced Everton manager David Moyes would replace Ferguson as the club manager from 1st July, having signed a 6-year contract. In Ferguson's final match in charge, Manchester United drew 5-5 at West Bromwich Albion, a hat-trick from Romelu Lukaku. Later, a United player denying Ferguson a final victory.